U.S. President Donald Trump is returning to the campaign trail after being sidelined by COVID-19. He says he's tested negative for the virus. The president will hold rallies in Florida, Pennsylvania, and Iowa, three key swing states. Mr. Trump has asked for an aggressive schedule that will keep him on the road every day until the election, and that's on November 3rd. Doctors have given him the green light to attend public events. However, there are still concerns from some about whether he is, in fact, virus-free and immune. The Trump campaign insists the president can pull off re-election despite trailing Joe Biden in public opinion polls. His team hopes his base will be energized by talking up his nominee for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. Now, Simon, you know, there's still a lot of uncertainty about Mr. Trump's COVID-19 status. So what kind of safety measures will there be at these various rallies?
Well, Glenda, there is uncertainty. You may have seen that Twitter slapped a warning on his claim over the weekend that he now enjoys immunity from COVID-19. We don't know that that's the case. We've had a very carefully worded memorandum from the president's physician over the weekend, but it provided precious little medical data to back up the claims that the president is making. But he is so far behind in the opinion polls that he has concluded that the only course of action open to him is now to engage in the traditional barnstorming of the country that presidential candidates in pre-COVID times have done. So he'll be in Florida in a few hours' time. Participants to that rally and presumably to others in the days ahead are all being required to sign a waiver that holds the Trump campaign and Donald Trump himself personally free from any risk of litigation if anyone at those rallies contracts COVID-19. We don't know precisely what kind of safety precautions are going to be put in place. The guidelines and the restrictions vary from state to state. Florida, as you know, has reopened its economy entirely. So there's no reason why thousands of Donald Trump supporters, if they choose, can't descend on that rally site without face masks, without engaging in any kind of safe distancing, even though that is precisely the kind of behavior that the president's own public health advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has warned against over the weekend. But for Donald Trump, this is now absolutely make or break. He's got to find a way this week of not just connecting with voters, but of being more disciplined in the messaging that he's presenting. All of the talk last week about Hillary Clinton's emails, about Barack Obama and Joe Biden mounting a coup against his government, all of that is obscuring his capacity to get a clear message across about why he believes Joe Biden and Kamala Harris pose a danger to the country. And I think Republicans all over the United States are looking to see if he can find a way in the next 3 weeks of returning or embracing the disciplined presentation of his message.
Simon, the Supreme Court confirmation hearing for Judge Barrett begins today. Will her appointment be fast-tracked? And how does that help President Trump?
Well, it is being fast-tracked, Steve. I mean, it's starting today after Democrats argued it should be waiting until after the presidential election and a new president gets to choose the nominee to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Republicans will certainly be hoping to push this through as quickly as possible and with little disruption as possible. Democrats, of course, will be seeking to disrupt these hearings consistently in a bid to delay and perhaps even derail Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing. I think we might hear in the next few hours Democrats pushing for COVID-19 tests to be taken by all members of the Judiciary Committee. It was notable that the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Lindsey Graham, himself in a very tight re-election battle in South Carolina, has been refusing to take a COVID-19 test. And one of the reasons for that refusal is that he knows that if he were to test positive for COVID-19, it could derail his capacity to be the chairman of these hearings. So I think we can expect all sorts of parliamentary shenanigans in a bid to head this off. But at the end of the day, the Republicans have the votes. And if they choose to try and push this through in very short order, they're probably going to be able to do it.
All right. Thanks for getting us up to speed with all that. Simon Marks speaking to us from Washington, D.C.